I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. President Obama has a lot at stake in Afghanistan. It's a key country when it comes to defeating extremist groups like the Taliban and al-Qaeda. To put it simply, the United States can ill afford to lose in Afghanistan. We'll hear a lot more about that in a few minutes. First, the U.S. is sending 20,000 new troops to Afghanistan this year. Thousands of Marines have already deployed to Helmand Province in the country's south. American forces there are building new bases, including a huge facility called Camp Leatherneck. The World's Aaron Schachter is there.
The scale of the operation is staggering. In just a few short months, Camp Leatherneck in the desert of Helmand Province has expanded from little more than an outpost to become the largest Marine base in Afghanistan. Most of the 21,000 new U.S. troops will be based here and in Kandahar. The two southern provinces are the heartland of the insurgency and are close to the border with Pakistan, where the Taliban's top leadership is supposedly based. The goal is to take, or retake, ground from what the Marines call the Taliban Syndicate, an alliance of what officers here say are diehard jihadis, opportunists, and criminals. Captain Bill Pelletier is the Marine spokesman.
Our area of operations right now encompasses an area that's about 7,000 square miles. It's a little bit smaller than the state of New Jersey. This is a force that's five times the size of the previous forces that have been here. We've got a big challenge ahead of us. The Taliban, they're an adaptive enemy force. They're not afraid to put civilians in harm's way, which has definitely been a challenge for all the coalition forces who have operated here thus far.
Pelletier says after nearly 8 years of slogging it out in Afghanistan, no one believes this fight will be easy. In fact, it's already been something of a nightmare, even though the new soldiers have barely fired a shot. Because of political decisions in Washington, the Pentagon raced troops into the field, and that's taxing logistics folks. The forces have brought fighter aircraft, transport helicopters, artillery, and the infrastructure needed to support 10,000 troops. The Navy Seabees, or construction battalions, are working furiously to create housing and command centers. Alex Conan is the commander. He arrived in March.
It's about four or five tents when we got here, and now you look at it, and it goes all the way out to the berm. You know, there were, what, 300, 400 people here, and now we're at 9,000? It's amazing. It really is.
The troops themselves say they're ready for what lies ahead.
All you need to do is just mention your name, where you're from, and who it's going to.
Soldiers this week recorded Father's Day greetings to be sent home. First Sergeant Christopher Watson has been to Iraq twice, but this is his first tour in Afghanistan. He sent a message to his dad in Watkinsville, Georgia.
Just want to say happy Father's Day to you, Dad. Hey, I know I kind of left pretty quick, but hey, that's what we do as Marines. First in, last out. This is a Marine's environment right here. This is, couldn't ask for nothing better.
What do you mean it's a Marine environment?
Go get some. Go get some. This is where the fight is right now, is in Afghanistan. We'll get the job done here.
The environment will be a factor. There are blinding dust storms a few times a week. Temperatures this summer will hit 120. Helmand is also the world's largest opium poppy growing region and Afghanistan's most violent province. And this is landscape the Taliban know well. Afghans have been fighting here steadily for nearly 30 years. Local officials say the Taliban now control most of Helmand. They've assassinated two parliamentarians from the province. The remaining six live in Kabul. One lawmaker says no matter how many American troops come here, as long as the border with Pakistan isn't closed, Taliban fighters and weapons will continue to come in, drugs will continue to flow out. The deputy commander here at Camp Leatherneck, Colonel George Amland, says a long-term goal of coalition forces is to shut down routes into Pakistan.
It is not a mystery that there is an awful lot of movement across the Pakistan border into Afghanistan, both from the east and from the south. We are well aware of that. It is a very big game changer to have this many Marines in an area this size, which hasn't happened in a large portion of central or southern Helmand before.
Pentagon officials say U.S. soldiers will remain in Afghanistan from 3 to 5 years. Military officers in the country suggest it could take twice as long to train Afghan security services, secure the country, and turn it over to the Afghan government. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter at Camp Leatherneck in Helmand Province, Afghanistan.